In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. A very warm welcome to our worship this morning here in person or at home, joining us at home. One or two notices. Firstly, to say that Ken Iles' funeral, just a reminder, is on Tuesday the 18th. We're receiving his coffin the night before, Monday the 17th at 4 o'clock, should any of you wish to come during that hour and pay your respects, giving thanks for his life. You'll have seen, if you get our e-newsletter, that Christian Aid Week begins tomorrow. We're aiming to raise, top last year's total, we raised, I think, £720 last year. This year we're aiming to get to £750. You can donate using a kind of e-donate mechanism through the website, but I'm not sure. I think we have some envelopes at the back there as well, do we? Yes, we have some envelopes as well. So if you'd like to take one, bring one back next Sunday, if you're coming back next Sunday or at another point, we'd gratefully receive them for the valuable work that Christian Aid do around the world. And then lastly, just to say that Thursday is Ascension Day, 40 days since Easter. Remember Easter? Alleluia and all. Yeah, we're still doing it. So Thursday, Ascension Day, 7:30, a service here in church, which you're welcome to come to live, or it will be streamed as well. And I should have said also, Ken Iles' funeral will be streamed and available to all as well.
Christ died to sin once for all, and now he lives to God. Let us renew our resolve to have done with all that is evil and confess our sins in penitence and faith. Lord Jesus, you raise us to new life. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you forgive us our sins. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you feed us with the living bread. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, let us pray. God, our Redeemer, you have delivered us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your Son. Grant that as by his death he has recalled us to life, so by his continual presence in us he may raise us to eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Jesus said, "I have called you friends." It was a testament to the power of friendship and perhaps the insulating properties of alcohol that on the May Day bank holiday, with the wind blowing and the rain falling, that there were still people sat outside the Brown Cow having a drink. It's good news that doors that were once closed are opening again. We have missed those gatherings with friends we once took for granted. And perhaps through this pandemic, we have relearned the value of friendship. Maybe old friendships have been rekindled as we have rediscovered their value. And along the way, we have found new ways to nurture our friendship, for friendship matters. My cell group, made up of four dear friends and fellow priests, whom many of you know, is hugely important to me. And though we have had to meet remotely over the pandemic, we have remade our rituals, so instead of going out for a curry at the beginning of our twice yearly 48 hours together, we've had a virtual curry via the internet. Not quite the same, but still. The friendship I share with them is one of the treasures of my life. It is priceless in its value. We have shared so much, carried one another's burdens, loved and laughed, challenged and consoled. And we hope to meet in person again soon, and there will likely be tears. I have missed my brothers. So friendship is a great gift that is hard to define, yet means so much. It is then no accident that Jesus, in this remarkable 15th chapter of John's Gospel, reflects, in part at least, on this theme of friendship. Through his life with his followers, there came friendship, so that he does not call them servants, but friends. And such was the depth of their friendship that Jesus speaks of laying down his life for his friends. And just as last week, when we explored the imagery of abiding and becoming, of vines and of bearing fruit, in the section before us is the imagery that takes us into the territory of friendship and offers us the opportunity to reflect both on the friendships we have with one another and also the friendship we have with God. For it was St. Gregory of Nyssa who in the 4th century wrote that the only thing worthy of honour and desire is becoming God's friend. I've been intrigued and challenged by those words since I first encountered them and have explored their meaning. The only thing worthy of honour and desire is becoming God's friend. I've come to understand the words as an invitation. For if we take friendship to mean a sharing of one's life, mindful that the best of friends will not just share the edited highlights, but the depths of who we are, then growing into that kind of intimate friendship, that kind of friendship with God, is indeed worthy of honour and desire. Over the last year, I've been spending time every few weeks with Zoom with a spiritual friend, a spiritual director, I suppose. She's been gently guiding me in my journey of growing in that friendship with God. She's encouraged me to use my imagination to reflect, to write and reflect, to push me, asking where God is at work in my life. What have I learned of God through this or that experience? She has reminded me time and again that God is much more than an idea or a concept. She has helped me understand new ways of knowing that God is here with us amidst the everyday and the ordinary. It's been helpful because I think that there was and is a part of me that resists being too personal about God and just saying, well, God knows. And of course, that's true. God does know. But the danger in saying that is that God stays as an idea, an argument, rather than a friend with whom I share the deepest longings of my heart. And here I think we get close to why Jesus might use this intimate language of friendship. For whether we have faith or not, almost every one of us would say that one of the blessings of life is friendship. Yet he invites us to ponder the image further, to think about becoming God's friends and how that might open new possibilities for us, both for our life with God, but also more widely as we think of the kind of community Jesus calls us to build. For we are, I think, called to build a community rooted in friendship. This deep friendship was present in the Christian church from its beginnings. Jesus called his disciples friends, and his disciples cultivated friendship with those whom they were given. Today's first reading is a good example, as we hear of Jesus becoming friends with the Gentiles, with those who were once outsiders. He was not just interested in who they had been, but in who they were becoming. And perhaps that is a good question to ask ourselves as a community. Where are we going post-pandemic? What kind of community are we to become? In so many ways, this pandemic has shown St. Mary's at its best. Friendships have been sustained or even grown and deepened. Yet as we return, glad to see one another once again, there comes a renewed opportunity to continue to build a community rooted in friendship. Friendship with God, friendship with one another, friendship with young and old, friendship with all. We are thankful for the friendships that are beyond price, for those who pick us up when we fall, who laugh with us, who cry with us. These friends draw us close to God, who works through those we have been given and invites us to know that friendship with God is not for holy sorts or people who say the right things, but for all of us. Jesus said, "I have called you friends." May we grow in friendship with him and one another, and make this a community populated by God's friends. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
Let us pray for the church and for the world, and let us thank God for his goodness. Please sit or kneel. Heavenly Father, thank you that we get to be part of your global church. Thank you for the opportunity to spread your love and hope. Strengthen your church. Grow our faith as you grow your global church. We particularly pray for the Anglican Church of Kenya. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all the political representatives elected on Thursday. Give them guidance in making right, pure, and compassionate decisions on behalf of those they represent. And we pray for those in foreign countries who face the future with uncertainty due to political conflicts, where to express a political opinion can result in death. We give thanks for our democracy, Lord. And we pray for the success of Christian Aid Week. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We give thanks for International Nurses Day on Wednesday, a special day, as we remember all those hard-working people who have given their all to provide care over the years, but especially in this last year. We thank them for all that they have done and all that they will do. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all clergy preparing Ascension Day services for Thursday. We give thanks that more people are able to attend services in church, and we look forward to returning to normality. Gracious God, you command us to love you with all our hearts and minds and souls. You challenge us to love our neighbours as ourselves, to love one another. Give us the strength to carry this out, to start again when we fail, to keep on trying. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, those of us who have the gift of sight cannot imagine what life would be like without it. We pray for the blind and partially sighted. Give grace also to those who share their daily life, administer to their needs, for all charities supporting them, to the medical profession finding treatments, for teachers of sign language, and for the Guide Dogs for the Blind Association. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, we thank you for the fellowship we share in this church, for all it offers, for all the ways it enriches our lives. We give thanks for all who have worshipped at this church through the years and for those who continue to do so today. We pray for our friends and families and for the residents of the Wickets. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us pray for the sick and for those who suffer, for all in the nursing homes and hospices, and for those who are housebound. We pray for the people of India and remember all who are sick, among them George Brown, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jennifer Mode, Christine Oates, Margaret Tomlinson, Jeff Blowers, Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hall, Margaret Burton, Margaret Pawson, Pat Hyde, and Beryl Laverick. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember those who have died recently, those we have entrusted to your care and eternal love. Nick Lindop and Ken Isles, and for all who have lost their lives in the bombing in West Kabul. And for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Joan Helly, Mark Dean Johnson, Jeffrey Rinder, Edward Fryer. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. May the world continue to surprise us, Lord. Love continue to astonish us, and faith continue to sustain us. Merciful Father, Accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Just by way of embellishing our liturgy slightly at this point, I had a conversation with Jean earlier in the week about the fact that she always wants to put another Alleluia at the end after I've said Alleluia. So I thought it might be quite fun to do it in this, in the words of the piece. So when I say, they were glad when they saw the risen Lord, Alleluia, you all say, Alleluia. And then you've got your Alleluias in, Jean. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, peace be with you. Then were they glad when they saw the Lord, Alleluia.
Hallelujah.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. In your loving care, you spread before us the table of life and give us the cup of salvation to drink. Keep us always in the fold of our Saviour and our Shepherd, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Almighty and Eternal Father, and in these days of Easter to celebrate with joyful hearts the memory of your wonderful works. For by the mystery of his passion, Jesus Christ, your risen Son, has conquered the powers of death and hell, and restored in men and women the image of your glory. He has placed them once more in paradise and opened to them the gate of life eternal. And so, in the joy of this Passover, earth and heaven resound with gladness, while angels and archangels and the powers of all creation sing forever the hymn of your glory. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. You are the Saviour of the world. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people, and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of Blessed Mary and all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. The body of Christ broken for us all. Amen. Blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen. Let us pray. God our Father, whose Son, Jesus Christ, gives the water of eternal life, may we thirst for you, the spring of life and source of goodness, through him who is alive and reigns, now and forever. Amen. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise, that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others.
We bring the Spirit lights, give light to the world. Keep us firm.
Thank you.
the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, strengthen you to walk with him in his risen life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
With the power that raised Jesus from the dead at work within you, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia.